I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Wednesday, September 15th. We have the results of the California recall election, and we'll explain why the whole country was watching this one closely. And new data about the latest COVID-19 surge straining American hospitals, which states are feeling the worst of it now, and how much it's costing. Plus, no astronauts in sight. We'll tell you about a historic launch with only space tourists on board, what to expect from the new iPhone 13, and how scientists are hoping to bring a prehistoric creature back to life. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. California voters have decided Gavin Newsom will stay on as their governor. Most of them voted against a recall effort. And this means the nation's most populous state will stay in Democratic control. The whole country was watching this one closely because both sides of this battle were fighting over something that's going to come up a lot in the midterm elections. And that's how the government should be responding to the COVID-19 pandemic. Republicans had hoped frustrations over months of restrictions would have driven voters away from the Democrats. But as of early this morning, it looks like about 66% of voters in the state said Newsom should stay. Only about 34% said he should go. The final votes are still being tallied, so those percentages could still change, but not enough to change the outcome of this election. After seeing the results, Governor Newsom said, quote, "No is not the only thing that was expressed tonight. I want to focus on what we said yes to as a state." He said California voted yes to science, women's rights, immigrant rights, the environment, and more. Newsom's top challenger was a nationally syndicated conservative radio talk show host named Larry Elder. He's most known for speaking out against mask and vaccine mandates. Elder spoke last night as well. He thanked everyone who worked on his campaign. He also said, quote, "We may have lost the battle, but we will win the war." Even though Newsom defeated the recall effort, he might end up running against Elder again soon. The governor is up for re-election next year, and the primary is just 9 months away. It turns out three former U.S. intelligence and military officials were behind an international hacking scheme. Newly released court documents show they admitted the United Arab Emirates hired them to hack into computer networks around the world, including right here in the U.S. They also sent advanced hacking technology from the U.S. to help the UAE spy on its enemies. A team there ended up breaking into the computers and smartphones of thousands of targets, including rival governments, journalists, and human rights activists. The Justice Department says the men committed computer fraud and violated export laws. But they made a deal to avoid a criminal trial. Instead, they'll have to pay almost $1.7 million in fines between the three of them, and they'll have to cooperate with the federal investigation. The men will also never again be able to get a U.S. government security clearance. The Justice Department called it a first-of-its-kind resolution. So far, the Emirati government has not commented. The number of COVID-19 outbreaks just keeps growing around the U.S., especially in the South. The U.S. is now averaging more than 170,000 new cases and 1,800 deaths per day. And in some places, hospitals are starting to look like they did back in January when American outbreaks were at their peak. Right now, new infections are especially soaring in places like Tennessee, Kentucky, and Georgia. But there are also shortages of hospital beds, and surgeries are being canceled in places like Texas, Alabama, Utah, and Washington State. New federal data shows one in four hospitals nationwide now reports more than 95% of intensive care beds are full. And experts say when ICUs are full, it's difficult or even impossible for healthcare workers to keep up high standards of care. Remember, a recent CDC study found unvaccinated Americans are 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with COVID-19 than vaccinated people. And the states with the most full ICUs, like Alabama and Mississippi, are also among those with the lowest vaccination rates. These hospital stays aren't cheap either. The Kaiser Family Foundation published a new analysis this week that says it costs $5.7 billion to treat unvaccinated COVID-19 patients in American hospitals just in the last 3 months. That breaks down to about $20,000 on average per inpatient hospitalization. And the study authors say even that is probably an underestimate. A small portion of that total is picked up by the patients themselves. Private insurers and public programs pick up most of the bill. What was once Hurricane Nicholas has since been downgraded to a tropical depression, but it's still drenching the U.S. Gulf Coast with flooding rains. Galveston, Texas saw nearly 14 inches of rain from this storm already. Houston got more than half a foot. Many roads were flooded and homes and businesses damaged. But now the heaviest rain is hovering over Louisiana. Forecasters say there's a chance Nicholas could stay there for a while and bring more life-threatening floods across the Deep South for the next couple of days. More than 6.2 million people are still under flash flood watches from Texas to the Florida Panhandle. That includes areas already struck by Hurricane Ida late last month. And that's especially dangerous since many homes and businesses are already covered with tarps, and some storm drainage systems could still be blocked by debris. The National Guard is now on standby in case they need to help people who get stranded in floods. Also, the Red Cross has set up several shelters across southeastern Texas and Louisiana. And the Salvation Army and FEMA have help on the way. All right, more news just ahead, but first, a quick break to thank our sponsor, BetterHelp.
If you have that nagging feeling that something is off or that something is stopping you from being your happiest self, please know you're not alone, and it doesn't have to be that way. Whether it's the pandemic, work stress, family conflict, trauma, or anything else that's interfering with your life, BetterHelp can assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. They have counselors who are specialized in a wide variety of areas, and everything you tell them stays completely confidential. You always connect in a safe and private online environment, and it's convenient and easy. You can send a message to your counselor anytime from the comfort of your own home. Plus, schedule weekly video or phone sessions if you want. It's also more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a Newsworthy listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy.
For the first time in history, a rocket is blasting into orbit without an astronaut on board, just space tourists. The mission is called Inspiration 4. Four passengers will be riding in SpaceX's Dragon capsule. They'll take off sometime after 8 o'clock Eastern tonight, as long as the weather cooperates. The plan is they'll orbit Earth for 3 days before splashing back down off the coast of Florida. Billionaire entrepreneur and philanthropist Jared Isaacman is paying the way for this private trip around Earth, which is also raising millions of dollars for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Isaacman is going himself, and he chose three other non-billionaires to join him for this once-in-a-lifetime trip. We actually spoke with Isaacman and one of the passengers making history as the youngest American to visit space. Her name is Haley Arsenault. You can go back to listen to that special edition Saturday episode of The Newsworthy on March 20th as they worked to prepare for this trip. We'll link to that in today's episode notes, along with the link to the live stream of the launch that is scheduled for tonight. The iPhone 13 is here. Apple debuted four versions of its latest smartphone, including the 13 mini and a 13 Pro version. All the new phones run on Apple's new A15 Bionic chip. The operating system is supposed to be faster and better equipped to run artificial intelligence systems. Features include longer battery life, more storage space than older models, and improved camera features like a cinematic mode that can better focus on moving objects. The 13 mini starts at $700 and prices go up from there when other features get added, like bigger batteries. Apple also debuted some upgrades for the iPad, like an enhanced camera and faster processor. Then there's a new Apple Watch coming out called the Series 7. The screen is 20% larger and more durable than older models, but this week's announcements were not all about the hardware. Apple also announced its next software update for iPhones, iPads, and smartwatches, which will be available this coming Monday. iOS 15 includes features like more control over notifications, improvements to the FaceTime app, and a new space in the Messages app for sharing content. But remember, an urgent security update we told you about yesterday is already available to download across Apple devices right now. entertainment world is mourning the loss of iconic comedian Norm Macdonald. He battled cancer for nearly a decade, but hardly anyone knew about it until he died yesterday at 61 years old. Macdonald became a household name when he joined the cast of Saturday Night Live in 1993. He hosted the Weekend Update segment for several years and became known for his impersonations, especially on people like Burt Reynolds, Bob Dole, and Larry King. Fellow comedians like Steve Martin, Conan O'Brien, Jim Carrey, Whitney Cummings, and many more all posted tributes to Macdonald, with many referring to him as a legend, a comedy genius, and one of a kind. Scientists are trying to bring back woolly mammoths, even though the elephant relative became extinct about 4,000 years ago. Well, a research team just got $15 million to make it happen. They plan to use that money from investors to create living, breathing baby mammoths in the next few years. To do this, scientists say they'll have to create a hybrid animal since they don't have enough DNA from mammoth fossils. Instead, they'll use DNA from Asian elephants and then add genetic traits like dense, shaggy hair, layers of fat, and smaller ears. Once they have the embryos, the scientists want to produce thousands of woolly mammoths and return them to Siberia, where their ancient ancestors lived. The project has plenty of skeptics, though. Many scientists doubt this is even possible. Others question whether it's ethical. But some say even if the team falls short, their research could help scientists figure out ways to save species at risk of going extinct. Today marks the start of Hispanic Heritage Month in the United States. It's a chance for Americans to honor the impact the Hispanic and Latino or Latinx community has made on society. It starts every year on September 15th because that's the date when many Latin American countries like Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua declared their independence from Spain back in 1821. Mexico and Chile celebrate their Independence Days this week, too. So this month, there will be events all around the U.S. where people can celebrate. They include parades, art exhibitions, concerts, food festivals, and more. Also, PBS is airing a series of Latinx documentaries starting in a couple of weeks, and the Billboard Latin Music Awards are happening next week. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, a quick break for our sponsor, Policy Genius. As you prep for back-to-school season, slide securing life insurance onto that to-do list. As Policy Genius points out, most people need 10 times the life insurance coverage than they get through their employer in order to properly provide for their families. But how do you know when you're getting the best deal? Policy Genius makes it easy to compare quotes from more than a dozen top insurers. In fact, you could save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. And you could save $1,300 or more per year on life insurance by using Policy Genius to compare policies. Now, if you haven't heard of it, Policy Genius is America's leading online insurance marketplace with a mission to help people get insurance right. The licensed experts at Policy Genius work for you and not the insurance companies. Also, Policy Genius never sells your info to other companies and it does not add on extra fees. So check it out. Head to policygenius.com to get started right now. Policy Genius. When it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right. That's policygenius.com. And now back to Work Wednesday. The holiday hiring spree has already started. Companies that need transportation and warehouse workers are recruiting now. For example, UPS is looking for 100,000 people to help with the holiday rush. The post office says it needs more than 40,000 seasonal workers. The retail chain Kohl's wants 90,000 people for both its stores and warehouses. And the arts and crafts chain Michaels is upping its typical seasonal hiring with plans to bring on more than 20,000 workers. That's 25% more than last year. And that's just a few examples. The competition for workers is expected to be fierce nationwide. Even before the holiday rush, labor numbers have been showing there are more jobs available than there are workers to fill them. So economists say major retailers might have to raise wages or offer other incentives to fill their seasonal teams. Already, Amazon said this week it would raise its average starting wage to $18 an hour. It's looking to hire 125,000 new people. All right, thank you for listening today and sharing the show. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.